Before Barbara Thurston ran for office, she sometimes attended school board meetings.
And I wanted to be one of the ones sitting at the table actually discussing the issues.
So she ran for school board in 2010. After 3 years of lots of meetings, homework, and budget reductions.
It's an interesting job.
And the learning curve is steep.
It's taken most of the last 3 years to really feel like I know what's going on and what to expect.
But the 47-year-old mother of two had more experience than most who run for the board. She's an actuary for Alaska Public Entity Insurance, which provides insurance coverage and risk management services for school districts and municipal governments outside of Juneau.
I came in with sort of a baseline of knowledge. But I think the most important part of the job is an interest and willingness to read and to listen and to figure things out.
Since Thurston's been on the board, she's seen the district budget shrink about 10%. The majority of school funding comes from the state, and in recent years, the amount per student, known as the base student allocation, has remained the same.
But expenses are going up, so flat funding is effectively a cut.
School districts don't know their allocation until the state legislature adjourns in April. They're required to submit a budget, however, to their local government by the end of March. Districts continue to lobby lawmakers for future funding.
There were a few years where the legislature passed a three-year budget, and that makes it easier both in terms of our own internal budgeting. It makes it easier for negotiating with our teachers and other unions because we have some idea of what's coming in next year.
For the last 2 years, she's been chair of the committee that crafted the spending plan. It grew to 17 members last spring, including 10 from the community. She says they brought important information to the table, and the budget building process is likely to be the same next year. They must balance the core mission, teaching, with all the other programs the district offers to answer this question.
You know, if we spend $100,000 doing this or $100,000 doing this, which one is more likely to benefit kids? We've made substantial cuts in everything from administration to activities, and only pretty small cuts in actual teachers, because that's the core of our schools. I'd like to keep it at that. It gets harder and harder.
The school board faces challenging issues, and Thurston wants another term to work on increasing the graduation rate and the number of students who qualify for state performance scholarships. And it's time to create a new vision for Juneau's two regular high schools. She says that issue will come up this fall.
We had a 5-year plan when we opened Thunder Mountain, and that I think officially ended in 2012. And where are we now? You know, the schools don't exactly look like that 5-year plan said they were going to look. And that's not necessarily bad, but it's time for another 5-year or something plan to say, here's our vision for our schools.
Barbara Thurston and her husband John moved to Juneau 23 years ago. Their son recently graduated from Juneau Douglas High School, and their daughter is a JDHS sophomore. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.